Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Act like you're having a good time, everybody. We're on a skateboard and we're some Mexican guy in North Dakota.
I just want some cranberry juice. That's all I think about with this song.
This is
the
last song that Seth Kushner's thinking about right now. There's a high spot going on in the Kushner household.
I'm gonna
go live to the Kushner home somewhere in South St. Pete. There's a potential domestic situation happening with a flood out Jones.
Bubba, come save me, man. Just come save me, please.
By the way, if I may, I would like to read the texts that Seth Kushner sent me this morning.
I was in the studio.
Hold on, say it, Blood, say it.
I was in the studio this morning when he was sending you the texts, and you're like, wait till you hear these. I'm saving them for the air. He wouldn't even tell me what they said.
So Blitz is like, what's he saying? And I go, Blitz, I'm not even going to tell you because it'll lose the spontaneity.
Yeah,
I got
it. Save it for the air.
Yes. So,
well, I will say this. I was sending them out on the front porch as I was just like staring into the abyss that used to be my street and now is a river. And Phoebe was telling me that I was being absolutely insane. So I don't even know what I wrote you, honestly.
Here you
I'm
go.
Scared.
I'll tell everybody. I'm stuck. The street and my car are underwater. So I send at 5:20. Do you need me to come get you or do you want to stay home? Quote, I'm trying to get the F out of here. Phoebe's being crazy. She's not letting me take any of the cars because she said I'm going to stall. I want to work badly. You don't need to come, but this is an S show. I feel trapped. It's bad. I mean, it's bad. I don't know what kind of truck you could even use to get us out. Do you want me just to call in at 6? I can put Phoebe on the phone. What? Seth Kushner, what in the hell? What is going on?
Bubba, get me out of here. Come send a man with a real truck and get me out of here, man. Like, I'm screwed.
I'm so not afraid of this storm that I went out mopeding this morning at 4:15 in the morning.
No, listen, I get it. I woke up this morning. We were up at midnight because the water came all the way up into our door, which has never happened before, you know, with the whole time we've lived here. So I was freaking out a little bit, and I was like, all right, I knew that low tide was hitting. So when I woke up at 5, I saw, okay, the water wasn't by our door anymore. So, you know, I'm Johnny off to work. And then Phoebe comes and she grabs me. She's like, what are you doing? You can't go anywhere. You can't go to work. Look at the streets. They're flooded. You can't see anything. She's like, you're going to die if you go out there. And I was like, I'm going to die? She's like, how's Bubba going to get you? Bubba's not going to be able to get you. And she just started going off on everything. And I go,
man, she sounds real negative today.
real negative. Like, all of a sudden I'm going to die. If I go, you know, I don't have one of those jobs that I can just work from home, you know? And then she starts to get mad at me and stuff. And we're arguing outside of a flooded house at 5:00 in the morning. I mean, she essentially won't let me leave.
Well, don't worry about it, buddy. No big deal. You weren't, you know, I think you were probably planning on having today off anyway.
No, I wasn't. I was planning on coming.
He was planning on coming. I talked to him last night.
Yeah, I was planning on coming here.
Since when has Phoebe been such a...
Oh, here we go. You put Phoebe in the phone.
Oh, okay.
Listen, there's like 4 feet of water in the roads, and he's like, I'm just going to take your escape. It'll be fine.
Do you have your hands on your hips and you're snapping your fingers when you're singing that? Because you feel real sassy.
She's clapping her hands between every word.
It feels real sassy the way you're saying that.
Well, he said last night,
what
hey,
do you think you're doing,
bad.
Mr. Man? What do you think you're going to get in that escape and drive it? No way. I'm going to give you the dirty birdie or the hobbler, Mr. Man. Look at you.
Well, listen, what you don't understand is that he was going to take my car, and then I said he couldn't. So then he was going to take his car, which you know is much lower to the ground.
That Fusion would float.
But hold on. Can you see the car? Can you see it from the driveway? And is it over the tires?
Well, no, but our driveway is elevated from the road. So our house is a little bit up a hill.
I know, so you just gas it up.
Yeah,
you just
gas it up.
Create a little bit of a back suction wake and then put it in D and get to scampering.
So the thing is that what would happen is his car would stall out and he wouldn't know what to do, which means that I would have to figure out what to do. And
that's good content.
I would have to figure out how to get him and how to replace the car. Like, it would be my problem, and I don't want to deal with it.
So you're saying you're trying to look forward knowing that he's going to mess it up somehow, way, shape, or
yes.
form, and then just going to end up being on your plate to fix.
Yes, 100%. That's what it would be.
Yeah, and then he got real slippy with you, and, I mean, it escalated quite heavily in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, there were F-bombs flying around. As he's like, I'm going, look, it's fine, it's fine. And it's not fine. The neighborhood is underwater.
What if he just would have manned up and said, Phoebe, bitch, I'm going, okay? I'm going, and I'm not going to get stuck, and I'm going to go, I'm just going.
When he's a blocking away crying in his car, she's going to say, nope, I'm not coming to get you.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have come to get him. I would have let him wait back.
Swim back.
I said, there are.
Hey, you could say, hey, you've been taking swim classes. Now you got. Now you can swim home, bitch.
They have, like, the city of St. Pete people out here in boats. Like, this isn't like a little, the whole, our neighbors have 5 inches of water in their house. Like, this is.
Do you need us to get you some sandbags? Do we need to bring you some sandbags?
No, we're good. Our house is up a little bit, so luckily, even though it came very close, water did not come in.
Hey,
but there's no way he could
freak him out. Freak him out and say that there's a last minute storm surge, a reverse suction storm surge that's coming. and
aftershock.
I can't freak him out. Then I have to deal with him all day freaking out. You guys know him.
We only have to deal with him like on our. I can only imagine how tough he is at home. Oh my! I've actually told Blitz. I bet you Seth is really, really tough to deal with at home.
Oh my God! My 3-year-old is easier to deal with.
Oh, is he looking at you right now?
What's that? I can't hear you. Say
hey,
it again.
Hey, Phoebe, can I ask a sensitive question and you not get mad at me?
Yeah.
Can you start giving him some more ass? Because everything's affected by his whole mood. His whole aura is controlled by how much you give him.
Listen, I always tell him when he's good and he's not losing his mind or throwing his red card, he'll get more ass. He's difficult some days.
So
would it help if he took it sometimes?
Yeah, no, he did tell us one time.
Sure. He could always do that.
See?
But I'm not going to try to do anything when he's been driving me crazy all day.
But you just said, Phoebe, you don't mind if he takes it occasionally.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe he needs to just stop bitching about it
Correct.
More and start taking it more.
Yep.
Like a man.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to be taken by a real man.
Apparently.
So I will tell you this. He has figured it out, though, because when he did that little Halloween Dads of the Neighborhood deal, and he went out there and was a big boy and intermingled with the guys and became friends, and then there was ass right there because you were rewarding him, right?
There was, and there was a back rub. Well, I was in the living room, and I looked out the window, and I was like, that can't be Seth out there talking to other humans. And it was.
And sure enough, it was, and he was bonding like a man. And then he got an absolute Golden Corral buffet of ass that night, did he not?
He did. He got a back rub with lotion. He got the whole nine.
Yeah. Tell him, listen, Bubba says don't worry about today because he's been kicking ass so much on the podcast that don't even worry about it. Today's paid. Tell him.
Hey, Seth, don't worry about today. You've been kicking ass on the podcast. Today's paid.
Oh, really?
Now he doesn't care about.
No, hold on. And tell him, Phoebe,
we're not going to see Seth until December.
Hey, tell him there might be something else. If he's good the rest of the day, there might be something else. And then kind of point to your kitty, you know, maybe.
Well, our daughter is up, so I'm probably not going to point to anything right now.
I'm so sorry.
I'll tell him.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't trying to be creepy. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I went in the other room. She's watching something on YouTube with him now.
She's watching Blippi?
No, just some kids playing with toys.
Is she out of the Blippi stage, or is she still in the Blippi stage?
It depends. If we're scrolling around and she sees Blippi, sometimes she's in a Blippi mood, but most of the time she's not. So she's kind of getting out of that.
What is she into now?
Bubble guppies. And Daniel Tiger, and just some other really annoying stuff. She likes watching kids play with toys on YouTube. You know, the usual kid stuff, I guess.
Well, could you please take in consideration if Seth behaves the rest of the day? Maybe a little, because I mean, that means he will be absolutely a joy to work with tomorrow. If you do that.
I'll do you a favor.
See, you know what? We probably affect your life more than we know, and you affect our life more than you know. So if we could start working together here a little bit, we could control
him. Oh, my God. If he has an off day or something happens, it's over for the day. There's no coming back. Once that flip has switched, it's switched for the day. It's committed. If he has a bad day.
Are we still good? Has he switched yet? Are we still good?
No, you guys are great.
No,
you
are
guys
you?
Are really good.
Are you going to be okay?
Oh, me? Oh, I'm fine.
Do you need help?
Hello. Sorry, she just ran out.
Oh.
Things are good. Things are fine. As long as he's, you know, not threatening to take my car into a flood.
No, we're all good, Phoebs. And I appreciate you going on the air and maybe giving Seth a little something, you know, a little something, something.
I'll do my best.
Thanks, Phoebs. Hey, Phoebe.
You're welcome.
When can we start promoting your real estate Willie here when you're sling, you know, because I'm thinking, man, if the Bubba Army was going to try to buy a house in Pinellas County, why not? You just passed your realtor deal.
Well, I got my real estate license in July and became a licensed realtor then, but I was with a brokerage that really sucked. So I just signed with a new brokerage this week. So soon, I was supposed to be heading there today, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so.
that's not going to look real good. If you didn't let him go to work, and then all of a sudden now you boss hog to work, that's not cool.
I think he called it my little job, because my marketing job I can do from home, and he said my little job I can do from home.
Yeah, but
so,
can
no,
you imagine if the Bubba, if you were like, you know, 5, 6, 7 Bubba Army guys that were going to buy houses anyway, bought a house.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. You know, Seth's all
that
about the money.
Amazing.
Seth's all about the money. So next thing you know, Big Phoebs is making 60, 70 a year. I don't even want to think about it. That'd be big. That'd be so good.
Yeah, I'm licensed in the entire state of Florida. So Hillsborough, Pinellas, anywhere. But yeah, I'm getting started with this brokerage. I'll be on my feet soon, and we'll take care of the Bubba Army for sure.
So when you get that info on your brokerage information, let me know, okay?
I will, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right,
I
Phoebs.
Appreciate that.
I'll talk to you.
Do you want to talk to Seth, or are you done with him?
No, I'll talk to him, because if I didn't talk to him, you know he'd flip out about it. So,
okay. Hang on one second.
Thanks. Let me put Seth over on the podcast real fast.
Okay.
There we go. Spongio. You too, Anna.
I know who it is. Spongio.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, what's
up? Man, you're killing on that podcast.
Yeah,
I've
great.
Had so many Twitters and tweets that, Lummy,
that
the podcast
even, Lummy,
is really
Lummy,
killing it.
Lummy, that didn't even sound believable. God, you're dumb.
What is? Why is Lummy bringing me heat today?
He's not bringing you heat. I told him to put you over on the podcast to make you happy, but he just completely played it wrong.
Yeah, he sounds very angry. We know Lummy doesn't even... Yeah, we... A sticker? We know that Lummy doesn't even check... He doesn't even check Twitter.
No,
so,
he doesn't
I mean,
even know how to download the podcast. He's so stupid.
It's that he should really listen to it. He could learn a little bit about me, Spongio, you know? It was a little peek into my soul.
Hey, I got you set up on some ass, I think.
Oh, God, not today. There's going to be a domestic violence before there's ass today.
No. She said she's cool as hell.
No, and hey, she said that you need to take it.
Hey, honest to God. Seth, for real.
Like, go back and listen. That's what she said.
Well, in fact, we'll send you the air check if you want. She said I would like for him to man up and take me a few more times.
You said you want me to man up and take it? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not today?
No, she said at any time. Seth, she said any time.
She says any time she doesn't feel like it, you should just man up and take it. She wants to be taken by a real man was the exact quote.
She said that?
Yes. Seth, you're my buddy.
Oh.
She wants to be taken by a real man. Meanwhile, she's not letting me go to work because there's 5 feet of rain in the street. Like, come on, when do I get to be
Listen,
a man?
Being a real man comes in, you know, comes in different phases. You just can't be all real man in one day. It's a graduating. Like, you just can't be all man today. And you're driving an excavator and taking the ass and driving where you wanna and not taking, you know, baby steps. We'll start with you taking her today, somewhat aggressively.
She said not today. She just said not today.
Ask her by Sunday, you're going to be taken.
By Sunday?
You will be taken.
Maybe by later if I'm good.
No, you need
Seth,
to take it.
Seth, you dumbass. Oh. You need
Don't
to,
ask for it.
You need
take
to put
it.
Your foot down and say, I'm just letting you know, woman, by Sunday, you will have been taken.
By Sunday, you will have been taken.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
See? Look at that. See?
Get back in there. Get back in there and take care of my daughter while I do my podcasting and whatnot. You hear this?
And a kid screaming in the background.
Yeah, Bubba, I'm telling you, listen, honestly, if like Diaco or anybody runs into a helicopter today or anything, seriously, come get me. I'll sit at the studio. I'll talk to
I told you that I'll come pick you up, buddy.
Bubba, I honestly, like, I'm all for it, but I'm also, like, you got Phoebe over here, you know, who's saying that, like, there's boat cops and stuff back
Listen
there now.
To me.
I don't know what.
Stop. You're not going anywhere today, okay? You're landlocked, Willie, there in South St. Pete, okay? You're not
I
going.
I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. That's what's today. Tomorrow's a new day. We'll roll your ass in here. You're getting paid for today. Your wife wants you to take that ass by Sunday. What's not to – I mean, everything should be going good for you. Our podcast Bunjo, is blowed up.
How about this time and a half for today?
What do you mean? What do you mean time and a half for today?
Just time and a half because I'm going through a struggle right now.
No, shut up, Seth. Just when I give something to you, you try to work me for more. You're lucky I don't take – now I'm taking – now I should just not even pay you for
no,
today.
No, don't take it away. I'm just worried about the fusion. It was underwater last night.
It's
going to
be all right.
Like
it's going to be all right, you pussy. Now, listen, okay. Be a man and – well, you're going to have been here tomorrow. You'll come here tomorrow so we can get you all lathered up on taking her this weekend. She
yeah,
wants to
I'll,
be
you,
taken.
I'm going to take it, though, and I don't care. Like, even if she's like, no, get away from me today, like, I might just do it. Just
I'm so not afraid of this. I'm so not afraid of this storm that I went out on my moped at 4:15 all around the neighborhood, and I went to the FBI building at 4:20 this morning.
But was it flooded?
Yeah, I was not really. I didn't get too much
no,
over
it's
here.
Not over here.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I almost hit a few branches, and it's tough driving right. That moped at 50 one-handed, and I'm lucky I didn't kill myself. But
Bubba, remember when I was talking trash about November storms yesterday and said, you know, don't bust me up with your November storms, and now I can't leave my house.
By the way,
that was a
bust me up. It wasn't I want everybody to understand.
Oh, yeah, don't bust it. Don't bust. Yeah. So honestly, yeah, Bubba, on any point.
Next time we got a big storm, you need me and Lummy and Blitz come over to put some sandbags down there because you really needed the sandbags, I'm telling you.
Well, we've never had anything like this. Even when the people that owned our house before this, they were like, oh, we've never had water up here in 20 years and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, we got water up to our door last night. There's nothing you can do about it. I got a squeegee broom that I'm just, like, squeegeeing water back into the abyss.
I mean, realistically, we've never had a storm, like, in a long time that's come this close this way.
Yeah, and this was the biggest pussy storm ever. Don't bust me up.
Could you imagine if we had a real one come through?
Oh, my Lord almighty. I'm just glad
that's why we're trying to sell our house.
I couldn't get my generator running. I need a new carburetor. So I'm. And I'm. Tara, don't worry about it. I got this generator that'll work. And I go to start it yesterday, and it won't start.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
But we didn't run out of power, and you know. We'll be here tomorrow, so don't get all anxiety. Spend the rest of the day making up with her. Make life easy for yourself.
No, I'm trapped. I'm trapped in the house all day. I can't get food. I can't get coffee. I can't get anything.
I don't know what
Somebody
to tell
come
you.
Somebody come help me.
I would go to your refrigerator.
Yeah. Are you not stocked up?
Stocked up, Willie? No, I'm not stocked up, Willie. Nobody took this storm seriously. I didn't know we were going to be flooded in. I got nothing. I'm going to be eating cream cheese and a bottle of water.
All right, well, if you really, really need me and Lummy will come get you after work today.
Yeah, and I got the boat back there, too.
Hey, yeah, let's bring our boat. We got a boat.
You got a boat?
Yeah, we got the boat in the back there.
Yeah, the one that Lummy sits in by the pond.
The one that Lummy sits and pontificates in. It's Lummy's pontification boat.
Oh, man, that's a high spot if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got to go, and, man, the podcast I got to go. And you should be going because your wife wants you to take her like a man one of these days.
She, She really doesn't. It was really a bad scene outside the house that I really wanted to leave. But honestly, I
think how much, as you guys are arguing, she wants you just to put her in a rear naked choke and drag her into the bedroom and break her down like a shotgun?
Bubba's right, by the way.
Yep.
She guys are in there, and she's saying, F you, Seth, and you're saying, F you, bitch, I'm driving. And she's saying, no, you're not driving. She's got her hands on your hips. Next thing you know, you yoke her ass up, and you drag her like a cave woman yep. back to the room, and you bend her over the bed, and you break her down like a 12-gauge.
Best sex ever.
And she's saying no, but really she's getting hers better than she's ever got one.
Anna, is that how it goes?
Yeah. Sure.
You're asking the wrong person.
Sure.
No, honest to God, Anna would like that too.
She was
with her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way chicks want it.
Not when you're pissed, Not when
you're pissed, but like just in general.
Yeah, just in general.
Just in general. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, and so what takes the edge off of being pissed, getting yoked up?
Yeah, makeup sex.
Yeah, makeup sex. Best.
Seth, say, how about some makeup sex to Mama today, Mama?
You want me to say it to her right now?
Yeah, and whisper it in her ear.
All right, hold on. I have to leave my child. Oh, whispered in her ear.
How about some makeup sex?
Hey, Mama, how about some makeup sex today?
Jesus.
You want to get taken, you nasty hoe? Yeah, why don't you pull yourself together and look nice for me today on this hurricane day, and I'll bang you.
Put a little lip gloss on there, toots.
The
child in the background. Mama! Where's Daniel Tiger?
I have to keep running away because she's chasing me as I'm throwing sexual assault by woman.
All right. Well, listen, buddy. I'm sure you're going to have a new podcast up today. Don't stop now.
Yeah, just send me whatever you guys – send me whatever you think is best. I deeply apologize. Thank you for blitzing.
Don't you got stuff from yesterday that was good, or you need more stuff?
What do you mean?
I'll have Caveman send you something. Maybe we'll send. Hey, I think this phone call should be the podcast. Yeah,
it's
there
good.
You go.
Okay,
we'll send this break to you, and that's the official.
Thank you for getting back to me. Thanks. I hope my fusion runs, and I'm very sorry I couldn't make it today. I know I'm a pussy, but I really, really, really would rather be at work than trapped at home. Thank you.
No problem, Seth Cushion. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
I told Seth he really needed it. We would send the Bubba Army Special Forces out to see him, and that was a meal team six.
I bet you that smart car would get through there.
I'm sure.
Everybody look happy, like we're just vibing. Everybody start vibing real fast. I want to see Anna vibe.
Now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am
Anna, aren't you vibing?
Yeah.
I don't feel like you're vibing at all.
Do I feel a little
stiff, frigid?
Yeah. I mean, give me a vibe, kid. Give me a vibe.
Vibing.
Lummy, can you sit up straight, or do you always look like you're the hunchback of Notre Dame?
I am sitting up straight.
No, you're not. You're bent over.
No, because I have the seat all the way down. So I look smaller. Anna, tell him I'm sitting up straight.
He's sitting up straight. Best you can.
And what you lost.
Just fat shoulders. Sorry.
What a dick.
And what you lost. Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Players only love you when they're playing, Guzzo.
Mm-hmm. Women, they will come and go.
Players only love you when they're playing.
They will come and they will go.
36,000 customers without power in Pinellas Pasco from the tropical storm Ida. Don't bust me up, Ida. Where's Ida at? I think Ida actually just made landfall near Cedar Key.
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah, it's over by Ocala right now.
Now, are we done with Ida?
Like, he said there's going to be rain and wind for the rest of the day.
Be afraid,
maybe tomorrow.
Be scared.
It'll be sunny this afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think Blitz...
We'll get some rain for a little while, but it's going to be sunny later.
I don't know how hard my track got hit.
Not really.
I don't think, yeah, I mean...
That's good.
I'm going to go up there tomorrow. Probably going to spend the weekend up there trying to get this electrical.
You had open holes.
I got open holes.
Are you coming back for Bubba 199?
Oh, that's right. I do got Bubba 199.
Oops.
Well, I will not be going up there on Friday. I'll be going up there on Saturday.
There you go.
That's right, Bubba 199 Friday. What is it? Me, Lum Lum, are you going to... Now, Lum Lum, I think you said you had plans.
I know, I changed them.
It's an anniversary.
Yeah, him and Ash's anniversary.
I made my reservations earlier. I changed them.
The last time, Lummy, you had an event, so to speak, and you were...
That was, what, your mom's birthday or something?
3 hours late. So I don't want you to, like, I mean, if you can't be here right at 8, then it's not a big deal. I mean, I'll, you know.
Well, I moved our reservations to 5:30 because that's all they had available. So I tried to get 6, but 5:30 is all they had.
Did you ever think about maybe doing your thing on Saturday? Or does it have to be on your anniversary deal?
They
got to
eat on Friday.
I mean, it's not, I don't think for Beachy's going to take 2 hours to eat. Is it?
No. I mean, if it had to be on Friday, I didn't know if you guys had plans on Saturday or not.
Yeah, we have some plans on Saturday, but Friday.
Swinging? Are you guys swingers?
No.
That's what I heard. Somebody told me that.
Swingers? That's not us. That's Hootie
Shabo texted him, told him
that. Hootie Shabo did tell me. He said, ask Lummy if he's a swinger.
And Saturday is Diwali.
What's that? What's that?
It's some Indian.
It's the Indian Festival of Lights.
Oh, nothing. I'm not doing that.
Where's Diwali at?
India.
It's a festival.
Is there one here?
Well, there can be one anywhere.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
It's like saying it's Christmas.
Oh.
It's a day.
So, Lummy, is Decap our new intern now?
Yeah.
And I saw him here. Now, are you in charge of the interns, or is Cave?
Cave is. I was just kind of showing him some different things.
And what days is Decap going to be here?
I believe it's just Wednesday.
Just Wednesday.
Yes, it's Wednesday, and he's trying to get here Monday as well. So Mondays and Wednesdays is the plan.
Now, does he know how to video edit, Lummy? Does he know how to do anything? Are we going to teach him? What are we going to do here?
Well, I sent you the link from the one he did. I know Cave was working with him while Anna and I were doing the after show yesterday. So I'm not exactly sure. I pretty much just showed him how to vacuum and take out the trash.
The important stuff.
The important stuff. And then in Hierarchy 65, 2,000 bits.
Thank you, Hierarchy. Hey, I'm a new intern at the Bubba Radio Network. Really? What did you learn? Did you learn how to, like, you know, go on the air? And no, I learned how to take out the trash and sweep, vacuum.
That's what I learned my first week when I started with you.
For 6 years, Lummy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lummy, who was in charge of the intern?
Big Dick.
Okay. And so was
who
it?
Who was a dick?
Was it? It was in conjunction with the University of South Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
And were you a crop full of interns? Was it you or, like, who was it?
When I came in, it was me. Crap. There was, like, one other kid. He quit real quick. He couldn't take it. He said Dick was too big of a dick, so he quit. And then later on, I mean, like, there were so many interns that kept filing in.
All right, so your first day that you get here.
Yeah.
What happened when you first got here?
And that was the other studio.
Yeah, I was at the other studio. I had to sit and hang out with 25 and just sit there. And
hey, new intern, sit right here and talk to this black guy.
Yep. And then wait.
25
and then,
like, man, let me tell you something about right here, man. This place is effed up, man. You do not want to stick by, man. I've been here for 20 years.
Hierarchy 65, 10,000 bits.
Oh my God, Hierarchy 65.
Yeah, so I pretty much just sat there the whole time for about 3
Thank
hours.
Thank you, Hierarchy.
Didn't do anything. And then Big Dick's, he showed
hey,
me
man,
how to.
Hey, man, let me tell you, this is where we take the trash out, and this is how we vacuum. And let me tell you the rules about, of which, hold on, I didn't know that these rules were, like, I never made these rules up.
Don't look at Bubba.
Oh, we told Decap yesterday, make sure you don't look at Bubba.
Don't look at Bubba. Don't talk to him in the eyes.
Keep your head down.
So Big Dick goes on and tells Lummy first day, here are the rules, man, and go ahead, lay them out.
Well, first he says, don't look at Bubba. Don't talk to Bubba. When the on-air staff comes out of the studio, do not bother them. Don't use the bathroom during any breaks. Don't talk to anyone that's on staff. Don't look at them. When the show is over, if they talk to you, you can talk to them. Do not take up their time. Never, never, ever go by Bubba's office or anywhere Bubba goes. He likes to rest. He needs time to decompress.
Hold on.
Don't look at Bubba.
So far, I don't have a problem with any of these rules.
Yeah. And then make sure the trash is taken out, the fridge is filled, vacuum.
Now, did he ever say, what did you say? Well, what if Bubba comes up and says hi to me?
You were only allowed to say, like, hello, and then go back on to what you were doing. Do not sit in chat, and always stay busy no matter what. Make sure the gate's open for when Bubba wants to leave. So he did, you know.
Why were
just
you running this like the Ellen DeGeneres show?
The Daewoo, like right out, you know, like when you like peel out in your Daewoo.
Yeah, they used to have my car waiting for me.
Yeah, yeah. Started up. During the show, you'd make sure you sent someone to get gas.
Yep.
Because you always, your car would always pull up and it would be a, like below E, and you're like, hope you can make it to the gas station. Go get me some gas.
That's when we had two fridges in the kitchen too. One fridge had to be always full. That was the on-air stats fridge. And then the other one.
Full of what?
Everything.
Energy drinks. Energy water, drinks, water, waters, and beer. Everything.
Food for me.
Yeah, food.
Well, you had your own fridge.
And then if we ever did get breakfast or Yaya's, you know, everything's set up. Make sure on-air staff set up. When on-air staff comes out, make sure that you're not anywhere in the room that the food is in. And then once they leave, and if anything's left, you may have something.
But so, that's like standard for media.
Yeah, well.
Well, that's really how eyes was
it just
little...
sounds so. It just sounds so Hitler-like, does it not?
Yeah.
But anyone who's been around media at all, like that's how it's done.
Yeah.
Like those rules are standard rules.
Cleaning the toilets every day, I thought was a little much. But...
No, I wish we went back to that.
Yeah.
Cleaning the toilets every day. Now we never clean them.
Well, there was a urinal at the last one.
And I think we were too far to the right there, but we're too far to the left here. Like we're somewhere in the middle.
Right.
You know. So Lummy, please tell DCAP he can speak to me, and I know him. I'm you know, I actually know him. So
you wax his back.
I waxed a portion of his back.
Right.
I like the kid. He's a good kid.
No, he seemed like he was trying to learn everything.
So today after the Klim gym, I got outside, and so my daily regimen is I drive to the studios from my apartment. And I get on my moped, one of my two mopeds that I keep in the back here. And then I drive that over to the Klim gym, do my little stuff at the Klim gym, take a shower, and then drive my moped back here, park in the back, and come on in.
Hey, if That's it's nice out, if it's nice out after the show, can we go for a ride?
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
And so today I'm at the Klim gym and I get done a little bit early. And I'm like, and I got the obnoxious moped with the real loud over-the-top pipe, which is embarrassing. Like, I need to maybe order a new pipe for it because, like, it's just, it's too much. Like, meh. I mean, it sounds like it's just.
Is that the blue one?
It sounds like it has a bigger engine in it.
Well, it's the black one.
Oh.
And so anyway, and it's real, it's a lot more treacherous to drive than the blue one. The blue one I like. It's just, you know, that's kind of my baby. The black one I just got fixed, and it's got a new 70cc head on it.
We need to get the clutch fixed on it.
And it's got something's wrong with the clutch, so it takes. Now, once it kicks in, it's got a power band at about 27, and then it, like the other one only goes about 40.
Yeah.
But this one goes about 55, but it takes a long time to get there, and it's really obnoxious sounding. So today, I drive the moped over to the Klim gym, the obnoxious black one. And let me, I get done a little bit early. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to drive around the industrial area here. And because it's not, you know, everybody made a big deal about the storm. Not only am I not worried about the storm, but I'm driving around in a moped.
Yeah, you left the gym early because I got there a little early today, too, and you were already gone.
Yeah. So, I'm like, I'm driving around at 4:15. I don't know if that shows you how pimp I am or the other thing. I'm going to talk about it's on our YouTube channel.
Bubba Radio Network will return after this.